Welcome to Environment of Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. This program is going to present subjects that impact the environment and touch upon subjects concerning those issues. I'm your host, Marie Rock, and we'll be covering these issues in the next couple months. Today, we're going to talk about the top 10 major environmental issues, not necessarily in precise order or of importance. Number one is global warming and climate change. Global warming threatens to melt polar ice caps. It displaces people from coastal cities and tropical islands. It may be reaching a critical tipping point that could affect the ultimate survival of the human race. Global warming has become an undisputed fact about our livelihoods. Our planet is definitely warming up, and we're part of that problem. Rising temperatures of the oceans and the Earth's surface also causes unnatural patterns of precipitation, such as flash floods, excessive snow, or desertification. Number two, creating clean, renewable energy. The challenge for the human race in the 21st century is to clean up or replace the burning of dirty fossil fuels that fired up the Industrial Revolution, which began in the late 18th century. Unless clean, renewable energy alternatives are found and introduced quickly, our planet risks being turned into an inhospitable, possibly uninhabitable environment. Number three, we need to prevent ocean systems collapse. Oceans are an essential part of the Earth's life support systems, providing a huge sink for atmospheric carbon dioxide and producing oxygen. Over 1 billion people around the globe rely on them as a source of food. Some oceans have been overexploited, leading to a complete collapse of the fishing industries. At number four, electronic and nuclear waste. Electronic or e-waste is causing massive pollution and health problems as millions of computers, laptops, mobile phones, and TV sets are discarded each year in developed societies and dumped in third world countries. The crude recovery process in these countries are also releasing hazardous mercury, lead, heavy metals, and other toxic substances that are killing the workers exposed to them and polluting the environment. The disposal of nuclear waste from the world's 435 nuclear reactors, 62 or more currently under construction, will continue to pose a daunting task well into the future. Nuclear waste like plutonium-239 remains hazardous for hundreds or thousands of years. Some isotopes remain hazardous for millions of years. The amount of high-level waste worldwide is currently increasing at the rate of 12,000 metric tons per year. 31 countries currently have nuclear reactors. The U.S. leads with 104, then comes France with 58, Japan with 50, Russia with 33, India has 20, South Korea 23, China, Taiwan has 16, and Canada has 18. At number five, inland water degradation. In some developing countries, water quality is under threat from rapidly increasing population growth. Untreated sewage, dumped industrial and chemical waste and residues from medicines, as well as chemical runoff of herbicides and fertilizers, are ruining inland waterways. At number five, resulting forced migration. The United Nations estimated that over 2 million people were displaced in 2008 due to climate-induced sudden-onset natural disasters, and that there may be up to 200 million forced environmental migrants by 2050. At number seven, the new land rush. United Nations estimates the world population will reach 9 billion by 2050. With an estimated 861 million food insecure people in 2011, reference on that is Department of Agriculture, a new land rush is occurring as nations scramble to secure food supplies and land to grow bioenergy crops for cheaper fuel. Slash and burn practices are devastating forests in some areas at frightening speeds, leading to a loss of biodiversity, land degradation, and loss of ecosystems. And on top of that, up to 5 million hectares of productive land lost annually through land degradation and soil erosion. At number eight, risk from new technologies. Global demand for food has doubled in the past 30 years. In a desperate race to feed the planet, scientists manipulate plant DNA, the blueprint of life, in an effort to produce disease-resistant, stronger crops. However, some scientists fear that genetically modified food may prove harmful to humans and the environment, sparking fears this may be a dangerous global experiment. Number 9, conservation of biodiversity. Biodiversity also plays an important role in a whole range of other ecosystem services, such as production of food, the control of disease, flood regulation, coastal protection, crop pollination, and recreational benefits. This is from the United Nations Environment Program of 2011. Currently, protected areas with varying degrees of protection only cover around 14% of the Earth's land area and only about 6% of the seas and the ocean. At number 10, connecting science and policy. Now, policymakers need to have a high level of confidence in the science presented to them before acting on decisions that may be costly and unpopular with some sections of the community. Politicians, government officials, and many of the general public are more likely to act out of self-interest rather than worry about the major environmental issues affecting their planet. Much easier to let future generations worry about the problem. Something they most certainly won't thank us for. Politicians are more focused on getting reelected at the end of their term rather than difficult long-term ecological or environmental issues. And unfortunately, too many people aren't ready to face such palatable issues unless they themselves are affected. Too many prefer to go about their daily business with the attitude that everything's okay. Major environmental issues in today's world need urgently to be addressed and resolved if we want our children to inherit an ecologically friendly and stable planet. This program, Environmental Voices, is going to present subjects that impact the environment and touch upon subjects concerning those issues. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Join me for a look at the environmental issues regarding our planet every week, right here on The Eagle.